T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bam wins the tap. Heat in the home white. Ball gets to Gabe Vincent as the Heat move right to left.
Here's Jimmy
at the free throw line. Spins, bottom of the circle. Flips it up, knocks it down.
Doesn't seem to matter, does it?
Not right now.
Having his way.
Jimmy Butler is locked in. Not a Struce, who is loose. Three threes so far tonight. Jab step into the angle. Knocks down a three on the pullback. Nnamdi for three. Duncan, three ball, left wing, splash.
You know, if you're a competitor, you just love these kind of moments and you treasure it. These are kind of moments that you'll remember, you know, years from now. I want all of our guys to be able to experience that.
And this one belongs to the Heat. They take the 3-2 series lead.
All right, and with that, we say good morning to everybody and all that build up to the game. And Joel Embiid coming down. He's on a mission. He's not going to win the MVP. He's upset. He's going to lead his team. And all you 76er fans telling everybody, yeah, there's no way the development players can beat stars. And now we got our full team. And what happens? You got your ass kicked worse than ever. 35-point loss. 35 points. It was over early. If you watch, why did they come down here with that effort? Why did the 76ers jump on it? Even Doc Rivers, after the game, talked about lack of energy. Whatever you can say without ripping your team, pretty much, because it's not over and you don't want to lose your guys. You still got to go back home and keep this thing alive. But yeah, a lot of stuff to talk about, but Joel Embiid, I don't want to hear about it with his 17 points and 5 rebounds, and now we're going to hear about all the energies, about all the injuries
right,
that he's
right,
had.
Right.
Energy problem and injury problems, but both of them, I don't want to hear about it. I didn't hear about it in game 3 and 4, and so I don't want to hear about it in game 5.
Right.
So when he's injured and he's playing great and leading a team and that's all great. Then he plays, and so now we got to hear about everything. He's in a lose situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Hey,
that's
kind
of hard. We say good morning, everybody. Zach with us.
I'd like to just go back to one thing.
Well, hold on, we got to say hello real quickly because
Dan Day's here. You're right. I apologize.
All day Dan Day's with us.
All day's here with us.
Woody's getting ready to get the flu because his kid has it, and he's going to get it.
I know.
So that's coming. Anyway, go ahead.
I just want to go back to what I read you last week from two people that worked for Philly media, in the Philly media, one for WIP and one that works for the paper there. Nobody can convince me the Heat are good. Joel Embiid would be averaging 35 plus against his Heat team. Of all the unfortunate Embiid playoff injury issues, him not being in for this series might be the worst luck the Sixers have ever had. The other one, this is good too. The single most infuriating and frustrating part about Joel Embiid's injury is that the Miami Heat are the least intimidating team left in the playoffs. You mean we're supposed to be afraid of a team that gives Gabe Vincent and Max Strus meaningful playoff minutes? Yeah, nope.
Well,
I love those two tweets.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh,
because,
so happy.
Philadelphia media been going at it and the difference.
Yep.
All I know is we're up 3-2, and Vincent and Strus both started last night. One had 15. The other had 19. Strus had 11 in the first quarter alone. Could have had about 50. One was 5 of 7. The other was 7 of 13 in the game for that development program. You're not supposed to be able.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes we just stereotype things.
Right.
We're all guilty. And listen, it is about stars. I totally agree. Like when your stars don't play well, like Joel Embiid, totally agree. Or your, I don't know, is Harris Maxey or Harden stars? Because they were 5 of 14, 2 of 10, and 5 of 13. You talk about a lot of payroll that crapped the bed last night that looked like they all went out the night before. They must have all caught the end of the Miami Grand Prix parties that were still going
Why
on.
Why not, right? Yeah.
It was embarrassing.
Max Drew's first career double-double. How about that?
Yeah.
19 and 10.
Great game, and by the way, came out aggressive shooting the ball from downtown. And hey, listen, man, he kind of got thrown in. I thought about this yesterday with the Duncan Robinson stuff, and of course he became a topic. And that's why we sit here, and the coach who makes a lot of money and has won championships and has been a coach for a long, long time, makes the decisions. And listen, Duncan got some, let's call them token minutes, 14 minutes, 1 of 3. But
got thrown in there early, but nothing happened there.
He went with that defensive group that allowed 36% shooting for the 76ers. You're not beating anybody shooting 36% in this league. But I just thought the whole thing last night about this Joel Embiid coming down and how he was going to dominate. And then he played big minutes even though he got hurt. Now I got to hear about the injury. Which way is it going to be? When he plays real well and leads his team to a couple of home wins, which, by the way, anybody can win at home, and then he comes down here where you're supposed to be an MVP and the most dominant big man. You come down here, and it honestly, what kind of effort was that? What was that? 7 of 12, okay. 17 points. I don't know, that's 13 or 14 points under average in the regular season. And by the way, you're supposed to make all those other guys better. Apparently they had the same mindset you did. Let's get the hell out of here.
Right.
Because they got kicked around. So you didn't have to wait. By the way, if you wanted to go to bed about 30 minutes early last night, you could do it. I have a magical number when I'm watching and at home, and we get up early, of when you know you can turn it off. And they got outscored by 20, by the way. They were down 15, outscored by 20 in the fourth. But just a good old-fashioned ass-whooping for all that talk and all that knowledge coming out of Philadelphia and all those media guys talking about the makeup of this team and how stupid we are and we don't know. And we got one guy, which, by the way, no question about it, Jimmy Butler got off to a great start. If that would have been a tight game, Jimmy might have gone for 40 again.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Last night.
Yep.
Anyway, we got a lot of stuff to get to besides that this morning. But, yeah, that's a good way to start for everybody going. I think it was going to be a real close game. And, hell, the Heat played just about everybody last night, got minutes, because it was such an ass-kicking that took place. And really, I mean, it's pathetic that the 76ers came down and got beat like
right.
that. I mean, come on.
Look like no effort.
You lose by 35, and you've got guys that get stroked in this league. The MVP or the runner-up MVP, I don't want to hear about it anymore. He's not going to win. I don't want to hear about it. I don't. Harris, Maxey, Harden. Harden turned back into James Harden. Okay. So, again, it's not easy. And the home court energy was huge last night. There might be more of an advantage in – basketball home court than just about I don't know. I've always been a big believer in it. You work your ass off. And we've had undefeated regular seasons. I was part of it, the Orange Bowl, where it's really loud and you were just like, you know, most of the time it was sold out back when we played there, and it got rock and roll. The bigger the game, the louder it got, obviously. Monday night Chicago and Philadelphia games and games that I can remember, and the Jets games, and the fans made a difference. I mean, literally, Jaws stepped out because he couldn't hear. It was so loud, and you're seeing that, and Shula screaming at the officials as they come over to tell Shula, tell your fan, your 75,000, to stop. And he goes, I won't do that. Tell him to snap the ball and listen to this drama. And he goes, and they stop this game. And I was like, I've never seen this. And Jaws pulls out again, and Shula's going mad. So then he finally tells the crowd to so I've seen what home court, home field, home ice, it does work. I'm a believer in it, and that's why those guys getting that number one seed.
So important.
Is so important.
Right.
But that ass-whooping last night, you're telling me that 76ers team with the makeup of those four guys – and Joel Embiid, now, this is his third game. He just got stroked for how great he was in the last two games at home. You lose by 35. That they ought to be getting ripped for losing by 35 to the Heat.
It's one thing to lose, to get blown out the way they did. It's ridiculous.
It's terrible. By the way, a lot of other stuff to get to. The Panthers going to go, okay, man, we saw you last night, Heat.
We're going to try to
do the same thing. Game five tonight. And Goldie will join us a little bit later. Let him get a little sleep. He's got a long, long night tonight. And we'll talk to him about that crazy last 3 minutes of that crucial game.
He probably couldn't even sleep. Are you kidding me? He's so jacked up, Goldie.
Yeah, he had time getting coming
a little
home.
Bit.
Yeah, a little time to kind of come down
a little nap,
bit.
That trip
will usually come down and get a little sleep by the end of that trip. And Goldie's been around a while now to be able to do
that. It's a big game tonight.
Yeah,
no
doubt. That will be a fun one. Our sports writers bouncing from one game to the next, and Dave Heidel will join us later as well. And he's one of those guys going from Dade to Broward and Broward to Dade to see these games. Bunch of other stuff going on here. The NFL schedule. This kind of a big thing, man. Especially for me. NFL schedule is coming out tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. A lot of games have already leaked out. And there's rumor. I love this. Now we even got rumors for what games the Dolphins might be playing in. Did you see some of the rumors?
I did.
All right. So the one, I don't mind this. I've done it before since I've been doing the games for the Dolphins. Lions and Dolphins.
First game Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I'm hearing.
So take the first game, get home at a decent time, have Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. I have no problem with that. I have. And by the way, if you could handpick somebody you got playing the road, I don't know what's going to happen,
sure.
But I'll take Lions because I think the Lions are always the Lions. And then the other one that was interesting, I don't know. Listen, there's some things. Some of this is hope for me. Some, I think, is hope for the Dolphins. But Green Bay and the Miami Dolphins, potentially a Monday night football game in week 9.
Right.
I like that.
Me too. I love it.
Selfishly,
yeah.
Monday night game at home is good stuff.
Aaron Rodgers, Monday night, let's do it.
Yeah.
Here in Miami, let's
do it.
Well,
you probably have a lot of fans that'd like to have it on a Sunday at 1 or 4 o'clock.
Monday night, let me have a couple primetime games, please.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
So you have that. Well, that's going to be an interesting one when the schedule comes out. That was going to be the last thing I was going to get to. We're going to find out a lot about what the league and the people that get to pick the games at Fox, CBS, once the schedule comes out, and you try to get the best games, the sexiest games. A lot of it has to do with the quarterback, and I understand that. It's a quarterback-driven league. But I'm curious to see. I think the Dolphins, well, they're going to get a Thursday and they're going to get a Monday night game for sure. There's a lot of Monday night games. There's been some added. So I expect we'll get one of those. Are we ever going to get a Sunday night game? Does NBC ever slap a Sunday night football game for us there, man? So anyway, Green Bay. Well, we know one thing. Green Bay is going to play down here, and that's good news. That's one of the sexy non-division and conference games, being able to play them as well as the Steelers, who – honestly, the two of them could almost fill our stadium up by themselves because Green Bay and Pittsburgh travel like colleges.
Pittsburgh fans come down a week early.
I remember when they filled up San Diego and when San Diego was kind of down and you looked and you're going, what the hell? That's like, there's got to be 50, 60,000 Steelers. The Charger fans all sold their tickets.
Yep. Of course they did.
So it was kind of a crazy one. The other one I'm waiting on, I've heard it could happen, I don't know, is the West Coast games, which they played the Chargers and 49ers. We know they're going to play them. Two games in California, one south, one north. trying to get that back-to-back where the Dolphins, last time they had that, had great success. So beating both the Rams at that time and the Chargers. Chargers and then the Rams in that week in between the games and got practice, got away, a lot of bonding time. Those trips are good, even when you got a big even when you have a big team and it's not a small group, it's a large group, obviously, the travel for these football games. But I do know some folks would like to get that done. Dolphins would like to knock out those West Coast games as quickly as possible, and would, because we've had success with it. Anytime something works, you want to continue to do what ends up being a 9 or 10 day trip. But you go, they got places, they got these sports places you can go and hotels, get away from places and get together. A lot of work, a lot of bonding time, and try to do it. So that's I don't know any of these to happen, but there is some rumors out there that are flying around before we get to it officially. I'm guessing some more stuff will leak out because nothing stays in. We noticed that in the NBA with the MVP thing leaking out way too early for basketball. Everything leaks out. There's always somebody in a meeting that something comes out and gets to the team and they give it to the team who they're going to play and they say, don't say anything. We're going to break it on our network Thursday night at 8 o'clock. And somebody goes home and goes, all right, honey, I got to tell you. We all do that. We're all guilty, honey.
Of course.
I know you're not, you don't really care, but I got to share this with somebody. What? Guess what? Thanksgiving, I might not be home.
Right.
Or,
exactly.
Or, oh, okay. Well, this year it's at somebody's house. Yeah. So the whole thing.
What about Rams-Broncos on Christmas Day? How do you feel about the NFL taking over Christmas Day from the NBA?
Yeah, we brought that up yesterday,
well,
remember?
Triple header
on Christmas Day on the Saturday.
We did talk
games,
about that.
Right.
But I want to say this about that. The NFL has basically told the NBA, we know you had Christmas for a long time. I think it's this year Christmas on a Sunday.
Yeah.
So those usually when we have our games, we're moving most of them to Saturday, and then we're going to have three on Sunday. So we've just decided, the NFL has decided to, there is no respect for the NBA at all, and say we're going to put those games in there, and we are going to get a lot bigger viewing audience than you will, and there's nothing you can do. The NBA can't run from it. They're going to go, well, we got NBA fans, but the ones that like both of us, because I do think there are a lot of NFL fans that like the NBA, that are going to go, oh, shoot. Okay. Pretty good games. A lot of good quarterbacks. All right, I guess I'm going to have to do that. Yeah, but there is no like, hey, let's not step on the NBA. That's Christmas has been their baby. They decided they had great success with it last year, and they said, we might do more games. We might cover up damn near – we might cover up from 1 until midnight with our games like we do on Thanksgiving. So anyway, we'll see what happens.
There'll be another game announced this morning, an official game from the NFL announced this morning on their Fox's morning show before the leak tonight.
One of their games.
Yeah, I think
it's got to be something from there.
It's
got to
be
a teaser.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
All right, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey. podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In a moment.
WQAM, crystal clear. Just say, hey, Google, play WQAM.
Traffic on AM 560 Sports WQAM is sponsored by Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. All new 2022 Lexus vehicles are here at Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. Shop new IS and ES sedans or new RX SUVs. Plus, introducing the all-new 2022 Lexus NX, available now. Call 305-KENDALL to get into a new Lexus today.
This traffic report is also brought to you by Rubenstein Law. Injured in a car accident or slip and fall? Call Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Also open on weekends. I-95 southbound starting to back up around the turnpike. Also, be careful of an accident on Okeechobee near South River Drive that has the right shoulder blocked. And US 1 seems to be smoothly flowing this morning. I am Dan Day, and now back to the Joe Rose Show here on 560 WQAM.
That's on me to make sure they're ready, and that's on them to be ready. Tonight we were not.
That always makes a coach look good. Show up on a huge game in a playoffs, trying to win a series, got it back to 2-2. Come down here with at full speed, got everybody back. You get your 30 points and one of the best players in the NBA in the regular season, and that happens. And you show up with whatever that was last night, out hustled right off the bat, and just looked awful. I mean, you. And by the way, it wasn't just Joel Embiid, although he's going to have excuses now for 7-12. 17 points, 5 rebounds, only took a couple free throws for a guy that underneath the basket, you got to foul him to stop him from scoring. It was just weak. The effort from everybody. And by the way, that you want to know what makes coaches look bad? When you look like you don't care about playing. Now, it's up to the players, I agree. But it's always – coach can't motivate them. Right. They're not playing hard. You got outplayed by that group, who everybody's been saying – your starting lineup is so much better with Embiid and Harris and Maxey and James Harden and even this James Harden and all that. And James Harden went back to being James Harden that we expected last night. Maxey was 2-for-10, and Harris was 5-for-14. Just,
Well, Maxey, I think, is the biggest surprise out of all of them. I mean, Harden, I kind of thought would come down to earth a little bit. Harris has just been up and
Joel
down.
Joel Embiid did nothing last night.
No.
He was just there.
It was just like a center.
17-5.
Right. But Maxey.
A lot of guys, 17-5.
Right.
Played a lot of minutes, and now we got to hear about the shots he's taken and, you know, his thumb.
If I would have left the game, I would have been called soft. Like, those are already coming out.
Didn't hear that from games 3 and 4 when great home front runners. Doing it, and then last night they look like the Sacramento Kings, man. Maybe that's not fair to the Sacramento Kings. 35-point loss last night. We'll talk more about that, talking about the schedule a little bit coming out tomorrow night. It's incredible what the NFL has done, and I know it's not football season, and we got the Panthers tonight. It is incredible. From Alday and I were just talking in the other room. Dan Alday's in for Woody. Woody's home. So Woody's kids got the flu, and the doctor said it's contagious. He's going to get it. So So he's staying home
right
before he gets it.
So what happens when he gets it?
Well, I think just the whole thing, he didn't want to get us sick, and I'm all for that, for not getting sick if that. So he was a little concerned. It's just kind of weird to hear somebody telling us before he gets the flu that I'm going to get it,
right?
And I don't want to give it to you guys. So, but listen, man, he still got that 6 weeks. He still got 6 weeks left on the – So
he can milk out till training camp.
So burn him out. Yeah, burn him out a little bit and while you have him and everything. But what the NFL has done from the other day, they ran for the 350th time, the Marino Elway 30 for 30.
Every day I feel like it's on, by
which
the way.
It's really good.
I saw it yesterday again.
I saw it yesterday or the day before it was on.
ESPN2 or something, right?
So anyway, you know, that thing is big, and back when it happened, I remember we were kind of all waiting around there and working out, and hey, guess what we drafted? We just went to Super Bowl. We drafted Marino. Nobody was watching the draft. You were just kind of waiting. There was no real coverage back then. It was just so small, and just back in the early 80s, and what they've done, not only with the draft and the parties and hundreds of thousands of people now show up at Vegas, to what they've done in free agency, where it seemed like 2 months of nonstop quarterback trades, free agency. All the moves were taking place at the same time, especially around the quarterback and wide receiver position. And now the schedule and, hey, who do we have? Who do we play? When do we play them? And, oh, my God, that game's not going to be in this country. So all those things, it's just and by the way, showing absolutely no Christmas respect for the NBA. They say you have your five best games. Go ahead and match them all up. You know, whatever five you want, that's a good time to do that. But we want to let you know you ain't going to be the only party. It happened for years because Christmas Day we go over to my brother-in-law's and – sit there, and they're big sports fans, all of them.
And from 1 to like 12,
the games are on. Right? Literally by the end of the night or whatever time, I leave a little bit earlier because everybody, they drink pretty good. And so, but the games are going. And the NFL has said, you know what? We like that market too. We're going to put some games in there and jump in your party. Matter of fact, what is it, 3 games this year we're going to have? 3 Christmas Day games. And we're going to put some good ones out there. We're going to give you some of our best quarterbacks, and hopefully by the time that rolls around, they're all meaningful games and with good records and
all those. We've been talking about unwritten rules and breaking the code for the last, you know, couple weeks here or even years here when it comes to baseball on the unwritten rules. Wasn't that like a little unwritten kind of, we know that Christmas Day is the NBA's and Thanksgiving is the NFL's, like that's it, like that's kind of there? Like, wasn't that always it?
I mean, it's always been. I mean, right. You expect and
– I just thought the NFL would just kind of – this year it's different because Christmas is on a Sunday, so I get that.
Right, they're going to have games anyway.
Right, I get that because of that, but it hasn't been the factor the last couple
years.
Oh,
it's not going away, man.
Right.
It's definitely not going away. They're taking that market too, and they realize there's an appetite for the sport. And they're sticking it to the NBA because they don't have. Now, this year's different because it is Sunday during football season, and of course you're gonna do that. But it's there's just you guys work around us, which some of the leagues do work around their games. They do. They stay away from time of their games to understanding. You know, it's not played every day. It's once a week, and that's what you get. So anyway, I thought it was interesting. We'll see what happens on this NFL schedule come out. But I love some of these websites and trying to leak out what happens. So
the one that got me really fired up that I told you about was because we were talking about the Dolphins getting a Sunday night football game, hopefully, finally, getting on that schedule. And the schedule leak rumor is week 1, Pats at Jets, Sunday night football. If that's the case and the Dolphins don't get a Sunday night game, but the Jets do? Are the Jets a sexier team to watch right now than the Dolphins?
No,
I don't think so.
I just think it has to do with early in the season, two big markets, the Northeast. But you're right.
I mean, the Jets and the Patriots
have done nothing to earn a Sunday night football game.
No, come on.
Matter of fact, I never thought we'd be talking about Sunday night over Monday night football anyway.
Right.
And speaking of that, the other story coming out, it's It's the money's incredible, not what happened. The Tom Brady, the GOAT, has getting ready for his 23rd season. He has earned now, going into his 23rd season on the football field in salary, he is going to go this year over $317 million, which is no big deal now with these new contracts.
Right.
There are going to be a whole bunch of guys, all the really good quarterbacks, the Josh Allens, and all those guys going to blow past that number by the time they're done. But 23 years of – and we know Tom Brady used to give the Belichick break in prices to be the quarterback. He took less money to get players and has never – I don't think Tom Brady's ever been the highest-paid quarterback, which is amazing when you look at it. So 23 years, he made $317 million in career earnings so far in football. I don't know if he'll play after this year or not. Fox comes in and signs him to a 10-year, $375 million deal to be their number one NFL analyst on their team. And I love the comments because we always look for a negative spin instead of going, wow, about Tom Brady, how will he be at this? It doesn't matter. It's Tom Brady. Like, first of all, I don't think he's going to suck. I don't know if he's got Peyton Manning's personality. Right. It doesn't look like it. He doesn't look like he opens up and likes to bust chops as much as Peyton Manning does. But Tom Brady went – I mean, Tom Brady, $375 million, taking him into his mid to – according whenever he leaves, mid-50s, late-50s, another – he's going to make more money in 10 years than he made in 23 playing football on that contract.
That is incredible.
Just amazing, which really makes you wonder, like Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah, he's
how many
this.
Times has Peyton Manning no? How many times he said no to all these things? He's done because I think Peyton Manning still wants to run a football team. We thought maybe Tom Brady did, but I think the money was just way too much for that guy to say no. But, yeah.
But how about the fact that we were always talking about the Tony Romo making $17 million or Aikman making this or – this guy's making 2.5 times what they're going to make.
This guy more than doubled it.
Are you kidding?
He's going to do some other things with them, some other creative things, but whatever it is.
Whatever it is, Joe, 2.5 times.
Tom Brady.
The allure of having the greatest of all time, right?
He wins when it comes to championships. So the girls are just asking me in the room, so like, is Tom Brady they were being serious. Is he really, like, the best quarterback of all time? So – I always say this. There are guys that could throw it better. He's never going to – there are guys that are a lot more athletic,
right.
Most of quarterbacks.
Right.
But when it comes to three key stats, it makes him the GOAT because you can't argue with those. And that is championships, touchdowns all time, and yards all time. Kind of big numbers in the NFL.
And he did it over a long period of time.
Right.
So he stayed around and then – you got to add with that, in parentheses, is that comeback against Atlanta in the Super Bowl.
28-3.
And then leaving, and the other one maybe even more impressive is to leave. And first year you leave New England, you go to Tampa Bay, and you win a championship after that team. That same group was 8-8 the year before.
Yeah, and the way he did it in Tampa on the road, beating all types of really good teams. Right.
And they turned the offense over to him and said, Tom, take it. We don't know what the hell we're doing. Yeah. We don't know anything about championships. You do. What do we need to do? And Tom says, I got it.
Fix us.
So anyway, for that reason, and I heard people overnight when they got in the Tom Brady thing and they're all talking about he took some air out of the football. He's a cheater. Listen, man. You can say whatever you want. He got suspended for that. You're right. But you can't argue with the touchdowns, staying around this long when a lot of guys break down, either Peyton Manning in the arm to guys can't run to the Marinos who can't – all the knee operations. Trust me, Danny Marino would still be playing if his body – it wasn't his brain.
No.
It wasn't his. I want to –
physically.
I want to beat you by 30 every night. That never changed. He still got that. He's sitting in Dolphins. He's in Dolphins right now, and that part hasn't changed. The part that changed is all those knee operations and that body finally talked to him one night and said, you're not moving, big fella, like you used to.
Right.
You Some days it's there and some days it's not, to the point. But some of those guys, you know.
Tom missed a season. That's it. In the middle of all that, he missed one season.
One Achilles.
Right.
And that was it. So anyway, that's kind of how you feel. I don't know if everybody else feels the same thing. But, yeah, so when people talk about Tom Brady, look, the guy looks good too. He's been good for the game, no matter what you say. He's been good for the game. The fact that he's playing is 45, 46 years old. So there are a lot of guys. You can throw it better, run, make more spectacular plays. But when you look at all the big stats and you look at championships and that comeback, that felt like two. You almost get credit for two when you come back and beat Atlanta in the – like that should never happen. No. You should never be able – when you get your ass kicked like that for 2.5 quarters, that should not happen. All right, we got to go to break here, man. Got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning, 305-567-0560. Yeah, some people overnight ripping Tom Brady about
how
I can't watch him. And if he's on TV, I won't watch him.
Sure.
I always love that. That's the greatest one of all time. Let me tell you something, man. If Tom Brady is doing the Kansas City Buffalo game, I know it's an AFC
matter,
CBS
right?
game.
Matter.
But if that was the game, yeah. or two of the other quarterbacks getting ready to play each other that are really good and they're tied with the best record in football, your ass is watching. So you can lie on radio or jump on the text, but Tom Brady is not going to get you. People, I don't like him. You don't like him, why? All the championships?
Right.
All right, listen, we got to go to
By
break
the way,
here.
Fox has a Super Bowl this year, too, if Tampa Bay doesn't make it.
Yeah, well,
maybe
listen,
Brady gets to the booth
we'll
a little earlier than
find
next
out. We'll find right. out when they – and they said, hey, by the way, $375 million, but you play as long as you want,
right.
and then you've got that job waiting for you there,
Goathead.
Right now, I want to tell you about the Marlins, man, because, been a little rough here lately. Yes, another loss last night. That's 9-10. But they got this game today against the Diamondbacks, finish up that series, try to stay away from the brooms. We don't want brooms around Arizona today. But the Milwaukee Brewers will be coming in town for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday homestand, and we want to let you know that we got lots and lots of stuff going on. Bring out the pots and pans. It's time to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Marlins 1997 World Series championship. Yep, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be really, really fun, and I hope all those guys from 97 team, I love most of those guys on that team. They were fun to watch. It was fun. So they're encouraging everybody to throw it back with teal and pinstripe Marlins gear. Grab your tickets today. Visit marlins.com/tickets. And don't forget, Saturday night, Beer Fest is back. Lone Depot Park is waiting for you. So join us on Saturday for Beer Fest of the season. The Marlins take on the Brewers. Domestic, international, local craft beers with your friends at the ball game. Boy, they'll have all that stuff going on. It's going to be a lot of fun. So whether you want to go have a couple ice-cold beers and try a whole bunch of new ones, or just go watch some baseball or see one of your all-time favorite teams, that 97 championship team, it's a great time to go. Purchase today at marlins.com/offers.
Easy to do. Just say, Alexa, play WQAM. Alexa, volume up.
Traffic on AM 560 Sports WQAM is sponsored by Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. All new 2022 Lexus vehicles are here at Lexus of Kendall and Lexus of West Kendall. Shop new IS and ES sedans or new RX SUVs. Plus, introducing the all-new 2022 Lexus NX available now. Call 305-KENDALL to get into a new Lexus today.
There's a crash on State Road 826 South right before US 27 and Okeechobee Road that has the left lane blocked. Expect backups from that. Of course, your normal backup is going to be happening on the expressway 95 southbound right when you get around 441. And, of course, 441 backing up around 95. US 1 seems to be clear and 195 also clear right now. I am Dan Day, and now back to the Joe Rose Show here on 560 WQAM.
They've won 3 home games. We've won 2 home games, you know, so we get to go home and hopefully win another home game. And eventually the only way we can win this series, and we knew that coming into it, we have to win 1 here. The only way we can get that is go back and hold serve at home again.
That's Doc Rivers trying to give hope after losing by 30 5 points last night. Embarrassing. The effort, the energy. He said it, by the way. Yeah, we didn't show up from top to bottom of all those stars and started feeling good after getting this series back to 2-2, winning both games in Philadelphia. And then you come down here and you just get your ass kicked. Started with Strus and Butler knocking down shots. Like this Joel Embiid thing, and you know, everybody's waiting for his response that he's not going to win the MVP. And all of a sudden, after the game, now I got to hear about all his injuries. 7-12, 17 points, 5 rebounds. And not just that, but all of a sudden he didn't make everybody else around him better, because those other guys are supposed to be a lot better than the starting five for the Miami Heat. Harris, Maxey, and Harden go 5-14, 2-10, and 5-13. 12-9, and 14 points to go with Joel Embiid's 17 points, about 13 under his average during the regular season. So I just love this, and we've listened to media members. Star players are always going to win over development players. Not last night. Vincent in the starting lineup, 5-7, 15 points. Strus, 19 points, 11 right off the bat, 7-13 shooting for him to go with 10 rebounds. So you just look at this, and I just love it. And by the way, we got all these guys that spent all these years playing in the league and giving their take, and now it's the 76ers are going to win this series. They're the team. And first of all, I don't think you give the number one seed over 82 games enough credit.
No, like, they haven't given the Heat any credit.
You got to have a good team to be a number one seed. It's just not, well, everybody was injured. No, stop it. The whole league's got somebody injured all the time, including the Heat. So it has nothing to do with that. And the second thing is, with having that number one seed, how important home court advantages, the energy level, playing in front of your own fans. I don't know. I listen to some of those guys talking about getting in your car and driving it, going into your own locker room, saying hello to the same people, seeing your family in the same seats, and knowing it's friendly for them, and people are buying them beers. I just wanted to add on to the story. No, yeah. But all these things, and they're 6-0, by the way. Haven't lost at home, and they should get 2 wins for winning by that many points last night, but they won't. But I just have had it with the 76ers thing and how it's going to change. And then they get their ass kicked, and now it's like, well, it can't change because Joel Embiid, all these things he's going through, he got hit in the face, and that thumb's got to be fixed in the offseason. Hey, man, welcome to the playoffs.
Right.
Everybody's playing banged up.
You think if they won, they'd be talking about injuries? No, of course not.
So I just, like, enough of the 76er thing. Enough. Now, I know you still got to win one more if you're the Miami Heat. And yes, they'd like to win up there, but they do have Sunday fallback where they have that home game. Game
just go
7
and end it. Don't,
is,
let's not even get
is Sunday.
Seven.
So we'll see what happens there. By the way, the other big game goes tonight. Goes just from Dade County. About 45 minutes up the road to Sunrise, according to where you are in Dade County, what the traffic's like. And the Panthers and Capitals, game 5 tonight. Going to be an interesting one, and how much do things change on just what happened in the last 3 minutes of game 4 from the Reinhardt tying goal to just missing an open net. So anyway, all that stuff, we'll talk to Steve Goldstein a little bit later in the show about that. And then the Miami Dolphins schedule will be all set tomorrow night. We will know. I'm expecting a lot of stuff to leak out today, not just the stuff that's allowed to leak from their partners, the NFL's partners, better known as Fox, CBS.
Yeah, you're going to get a Fox game and Disney this morning at some point, and you got a couple yesterday and the other day on Good Morning Football and their show too, but there'll be a lot of leak. I figure you're going to get the whole Monday night or Sunday night schedule leaked out tonight. At some
How many 1 o'clock games will the Miami Dolphins get? And the reason I bring that up, when I see, and it's everybody, including the Dolphins, they see it. If you're playing a lot of 1 o'clock games, the league, and I'm just talking on the league is the umbrella with all the networks underneath them, have all spoken and said, we don't think Dolphins can be very good. if you end up playing. And we've done this now in past years where we've had all but maybe two or three games have been 1 o'clock games, and some of it has to do with because we're on the West Coast.
Right.
And so the time change, which is 1 o'clock their time, but it ends up being 4 o'clock our time. But everything on the East Coast, when you're playing a lot of 1 o'clock games, it tells you what they think. So I'm really curious with all the things that are going on with the team.
Well, 17-game season, two were possibly leaked out already, where you have a Monday night game against Green Bay and possibly Thanksgiving Day in Detroit. So 15 left. That's one at home because that Green Bay.
Well, we
got
to find
home.
Out if that's really going to happen.
Right. If those are correct.
Those rumors are true.
I think there's going to be a couple 4 o'clockers in there, and I really expect there to be a Sunday night football game.
Well, there can be because it gets flexed at the end of the year.
No, I expect NBC one to be on the schedule. Forget about a flex.
For Sunday?
Yes. I expect the Dolphins
to be on
the
Sunday. When the hell did you pop that on me? You just hit me with that one. I didn't know you were thinking that.
Because I expect them to be on there because of the fact that they made so many changes. They're a pretty hyped up team. The Tua situation, I think they'll get a Sunday night game.
All right.
Especially if the rumor is right about the Jets getting one. The Jets get a Sunday night game. It's ridiculous.
Well, you notice they didn't give it to them later in the year.
No, it's the beginning, of course.
Make sure that record's not, and that's not a struggling.
They don't want a 2-13 team on
Jets team on there.
Right.
All right, so we'll see what happens with Thanksgiving. A lot of people think Dolphins are going to end up. We got the Lions on the road this year, and people are thinking that might be a good time. And listen, if I got to have a Thanksgiving early game, because I've done this before with Nick Saban, remember who the quarterback was? The piano man.
Joey Harrington, right. That's
and they
right.
played it because he was a quarterback there. Right. And they played it, and then he went out and beat him.
Right.
So we can have that again. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem. I think most Dolphin fans love to sit down on Thanksgiving, first day before it's going to be before the turkey.
Right.
Nobody gets the turkey that early.
No. It's perfect timing. You get done by 3:30, 4 o'clock. Then you have the dinner all set and ready to go.
And you got a couple more games.
Let me tell you, it's better than watching Detroit and like Chicago or Detroit and Minnesota in one of those games early. Like, don't give me a boring game. At least get me hyped up for that 1 o'clock game.
Well, it's only
because Dolphins.
It's your team's playing. That's why.
Right, but even if it was Buffalo or someone like that, I'd be okay with that. Just give me a good team in there also. If I have to watch Detroit, you better put me with someone that I can at least watch and be excited to watch.
I think the TV's on, whether you're watching or not really watching.
It's on, but it's just kind of not watching. It's on. It's there. It's in the background.
But they're getting credit. I mean, that TV's clicked on.
I was talking specifically for me.
Okay.
I don't care about them.
Yeah. And you go by to see, and somebody, Uncle Fred, will say, hey, did you see that? And you come back in and take a look at it.
But if the Dolphins are playing.
Dipping some chips there.
Right, you got the appetizers going.
Going right
but if
there.
The Dolphins are playing, or if it's Buffalo or someone else that I care, want to watch, that's sit down and watch TV. If it's Detroit and Minnesota, it's just going to be on in the back.
Well, Detroit is going to play on Thanksgiving.
No, I know. They do every year.
Yes, that's right.
And that's what I watch every year because it's just a tradition. I always love watching Detroit. And lately it's been a pretty good game the past couple of years. But it's just a tradition. You wake up, you watch the Lions.
Right.
And maybe you're not like dialed in like you would be with the Dolphins, but you're keeping an eye on it while you're still doing your family stuff.
Well, we'll find out if the rumors are true and the Dolphins are playing the Packers week 9 on a Monday night football game and the Lions and Dolphins Thanksgiving, the first game of the day. Was that noon start, 12 o'clock start or 1 o'clock start for that game? And then this is a little bit more on the wish list. Nobody has said this. How about let's just get out. This is very selfish. Get the West Coast back-to-back games.
What about week 2 and week 3?
Get them out of the way. I don't care when. Just don't care.
Just not later in the season.
Get those West Coast games. Get a little family time in there. Let's spend the week in the Bay Area, so let's get the first game south. No family down there to talk of. I did have family, but they're all divorced. So,
right, so you don't have to worry about
and they're the ones. They weren't my dad's sister, so it was the other side. So not.
So now
not
you don't
Sam.
Necessarily have to.
So
right.
Now I got the other one. All right, we got the 7 o'clock hour coming up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.